In part one of this video, we talked about keywords and their role in search engine optimization. But there is a second aspect to getting good SEO ranking, and that is building effective backlinks. And we're going to talk about that in this video. Now, backlinks are incoming links from other websites or blogs to your site or blog. And if your website has a large number of quality backlinks from good websites, it'll be considered popular and worthy of a higher ranking in the SERPs, or search engine ranking positions. The links must be from high-ranking quality or authority sites. And since their Penguin update, Google has focused on quality rather than quantity when it comes to links. So spammy links from link farms will do your site more harm than good. And so you should avoid link building services on sites like Fiverr.com because they just tend to be very spammy and not very effective. Now this diagram gives you an idea as to a typical linking to a site. You can see they are from lots of different types of sites. You've got from authority blogs, you've got from a .edu site, high-ranking forum, from testimonials, RSS directories, high-ranking site, forum signature, YouTube video, Facebook post, Twitter, social bookmarking sites, DMOZ, link to us page, and so on. And obviously, the more links you can get, the better. But as I was saying just now, do bear in mind that they do need to be quality links. And you do need to be a variation of links, because if more people from different types of sites are linking to your site, then it's going to make your site appear to be more popular and therefore get pushed to the top of the search engine ranking. Here are five ways to get quality backlinks. The first way is to comment on do follow blogs. So what you want to do is find a niche-related blog that allows links. You want to write an informative, keyword-rich comment and include your link. You want to be sure to include useful information in your comment, useful information that readers of the blog and more particularly the blog owner is going to feel adds something to the content. And the blog owner will no doubt appreciate that and is going to be more likely to leave your link in place. Spammy stuff like great post, well, they don't contribute anything and they'll probably get deleted. Now, one way to tell do follow blogs from no follow blogs is to install the SEO book SEO toolbar for Firefox, which you can download from tools.seobook.com/SEO-toolbar/. And it tells you a lot of information about sites that you search for in search engines like Google and Bing. And if I scroll down a bit, you can see they do actually have a video on the site which explains all about it. Another way to get backlinks is to use press releases. You want to send out a press release about important updates to your website or blog. And this has two advantages. First of all, you're going to get a backlink from the press release site. And if a news site names your blog as the source, they may also include a link to your site. If you're not making very many updates to your blog, one thing that you can do is compare the best products in your niche and send a press release out about your findings. Another way to get links back from news sites, and indeed to be regarded as an authority on your subject, is to sign up on this site here, helpareporter.com/sources. And they call this thing HARO, or Help a Reporter Out. And what will happen is, once you've signed up, they'll send you an email several times a day with requests for information from journalists. You can then pitch your site or yourself as a source. If you're chosen, then they will either cite your website as a source, or they might interview you. And when the story gets published, there'll be a link back to your website as the source. A very simple way to get backlinks is to simply ask people to link to you. have a link to us or spread the word page on your blog and ask readers to link to you. You want to make it easy for them by providing the direct HTML code and your desired anchor text, and it should look something like this. .edu links are highly regarded by search engines, and one way you can get those is to establish yourself as an expert or a resource site. Lots of universities have resource pages to help students with projects. So what you can do is email the university telling them about your site and suggesting it could be a useful resource to their students. And if they agree and they list your site on their resource pages, you'll get a .edu backlink. One way to find them is to do searches like this in Google. Enter site :.edu followed by your keyword, or your keyword plus resources, or your keyword plus in URL :links, or your keyword plus other sites. And that will give you some resources to go through. And then you just simply contact the university and ask them, as I just discussed. Now, a few things to bear in mind here. First and foremost, your site needs to be world class to merit inclusion, because obviously universities only want the best resources for their students. And don't expect many of them to respond. In fact, if 5% respond at all, you'll be lucky. But you don't need many .edu links to boost your rankings. And finally, you should ask sites that mention you or your site to include a link. So do a search for either your name or your website URL. And when you find these sites listed, well, go to the site, thank the website owner for the mention, and stress the benefits to their website visitors of being able to visit your site for more information. So the website visitors will be able to get more information and you will get the link. So it's a win-win situation for both of you. Now, bear in mind that you do need to implement both of these strategies in order to get good search engine optimization. You need to have good keywords and you need to have good backlinks. But once you've got that, and once people can find your site in the search engines in Google and other search engines, then you should get a stream of free traffic that will last and last and last.